Hello and terrific Tuesday to you, sunshine. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news because of you. Hope you're having a great week and you're ready to lock in and learn. Let's get you caught up on some of the latest from around the world. We start right here in Georgia, where we are now officially seeing the most destructive wildfires in the state's history, and they're still blazing. The fires doubled in size over the weekend, and now more than 50,000 acres have burned, more than 120 homes destroyed. The Red Cross opened a third emergency shelter to help the hundreds of people who've been forced to evacuate. And as firefighters work to contain the blazes, some local residents are doing whatever they can to help, including trucking water to the fire lines.
This is life, this is home, and why not try and save it? One ember can land out here in these woods somewhere, and within 10 minutes it could be at our front door. And, you know, that's a scary thing, the constant worry. And we have all our livelihood of our businesses, the way we make money out here, and it can all be lost in a matter of minutes.
The governor of Georgia says officials believe that one of the fires was started by a foil balloon landing on a power line. These fires have had near perfect conditions to spread, extremely dry weather in the state, and winds. As of this taping, neither fire is more than 10% contained. Take a look at the drought levels driving all of this. Georgia fire officials responded to 15 new wildfires this weekend, meaning Georgia and Florida are now fighting more than 150 active wildfires combined. Now to a very different type of severe weather in the western U.S. over the weekend. No, you are not seeing double. These are twin tornadoes. Storm chasers spotted them in a rural area in the northern part of Oklahoma. And in Enid, Oklahoma, a massive EF4 tornado left a trail of destruction after ripping through the town.
Oh my God!
With estimated winds of 170 to 175 miles per hour, it was the strongest tornado in the U.S. since last June. At least 10 people were injured. About 40 homes were damaged, though officials say no deaths were reported. More than 50 tornadoes have been reported since late last week across the South and Plains regions. This all comes from a sprawling severe weather system making its way across much of the country in recent days. At least 2 people were killed in North Texas on Saturday. In Kansas, the roof of one local business was blown clear off and several freight train cars were derailed. The severe weather is expected to last through the middle of this week and could impact as many as 40 million people from parts of Texas to the Ohio Valley. So make sure to listen to your local forecast to see if you are in the path of any of these dangerous storms. 10-second trivia. Which of these companies is the world's largest electrical vehicle seller? Tesla, Rivian, BYD, or Kia? If you said BYD, you are charged up. The Chinese car giant overtook Tesla after selling more than 2.2 million EVs in 2025 alone. The United States and Israel's war with Iran has put a vice grip on oil supplies. The Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the global oil supply travels, is still closed to tankers. But while oil-starved countries scramble for fuel, one country is reaping the benefits. China, frequently dubbed the renewables king of the planet, China is seeing an uptick in exports of their solar technology, batteries, and electric vehicles, our Stephanie Yang explains.
As the Iran war has caused fossil fuel shortages and price hikes around the world, China is selling more of its clean energy technology than ever before, smashing monthly export records as countries clamor for a solution to the historic oil shock. In March, China exported 68 gigawatts of solar technology, according to Ember, a renewables think tank. That's 50% more than the previous high hit back in August. Meanwhile, Chinese customs data show that exports of solar, batteries, and EVs rose 70% in March year on year. China is now the world leader in renewables, thanks to decades of massive state investment in green energy, a policy meant to help insulate it from oil shocks like the one the world is suffering right now. That's giving Beijing more inroads in global trade, increasing China's geopolitical and economic influence at a time when energy insecurity threatens economies around the world.
Have you heard about this incredible find in the Strait of Gibraltar? It's the narrow marine passageway, just 29 square miles between the southern tip of Europe and northwestern tip of Africa. Spanish archaeologists discovered 124 shipwrecks. Only 4 underwater archaeological sites were known in the area prior to this, but shifting ocean currents seem to have uncovered all sorts of new things. They date from all the way back to the ancient Carthaginians, a powerful maritime civilization around 814 to 146 BC, to World War II in the 1930s and 40s. The oldest find was a wreck from the 5th century BC. Scientists believe the ship was carrying fish sauce. There's also a ship from the Napoleonic Wars in the early 1800s. They've only studied about a quarter of these sites so far. Move over machines. Humans just hit turbo mode this past weekend. Sebastian Sawe of Kenya made history at the London Marathon. First human ever to run a marathon under 2 hours in an official race condition. 1 hour, 59 minutes, 30 seconds, shattering the world record by more than a minute. That's 26.2 miles at a 4 minute and 33 second per mile pace. The 31-year-old must have been like an inspirational pace car because moments later, Yomif Kajelka also broke the 2 hour mark. And the women's winner, Tigst Assefa of Ethiopia, also setting a world record with a time of 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 41 seconds. And if that weren't enough inspiration, Cynthia Erivo, star actor in Wicked, was one of the nearly 60,000 runners, and she left fans stunned, finishing in 3 hours, 21 minutes, 40 seconds. That's a 7-minute, 40-second mile pace. Now, these incredible achievements remind me of one of my favorite inspirational stories. It's about pushing the limits of human potential. In the 1940s, it was believed that no one would ever run a mile in under 4 minutes. For years, the record stood at 4 minutes and 1 second. Then, in 1954, along comes Roger Bannister from London. Bannister shocked the world, breaking the sub-4-minute mile. And within just 46 days, something incredible happened. Someone else did it. Then, within a year, 3 more. Now, more than 1,000 have conquered the barrier that was once considered impossible to break. It's the power of perception, the power of mind. Once you stop believing something is impossible, it opens the door to make it happen. Here is a turtly awesome story for you. A green sea turtle named Nutella is finally back home. Nutella was rescued in the Florida Keys 4 months ago, tangled in fishing line. Almost lost a flipper due to lack of circulation. Even swallowed some of the line. Rushed to the turtle hospital, doctors discovered tumors on her body and eyes. Docs didn't think she'd make it, but she's a fighter. And after successful tumor removal, she made her way back to Sombrero Beach, where the manager of the turtle hospital taught kids about sea turtle conservation. And with more than 200 people there to cheer her on, Nutella has made her way back home into the Atlantic Ocean. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Youngsters in Mississippi saving the day after their bus driver went unconscious. 5 students from Hancock Middle School jumped into action, taking control of the runaway school bus, calling for help, even getting the driver her medicine.
And she kind of sort of like fell over, like flopped over, and everyone started like standing up.
I saw that the bus was veering off to the side, then I grabbed the wheel.
And then so she passed out again, and then the bus started rolling forward. And I mean, it started like gaining some speed, so I didn't know it had air brakes. So whenever I clicked the brakes, it about threw me out the windshield. And then I called 911 when I got up there.
I saw her medication in her hand, and I saw like her reaching for it. I knew like that's what she needed.
These 6th graders steered the bus to safety until first responders arrived, giving us good examples of trusting your instincts and conquering fear in the moment. Not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes they wear backpacks.
I'm very proud of them. I couldn't ask for any better students than my students on my bus. I love every single one of them. I'm going to think of how they saved my life.
All right, superstars, I'm going to keep it in Mississippi for our first shout out of the day. Miss Moody at North Forest High School in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. And this next one goes to Coach Wadsworth at Will Rogers Junior High School in Claremore, Oklahoma. Great day to be a zebra. Did you know zebras each have their own unique set of stripes, kind of like human fingerprints? Good reminder for all of us to embrace our stripes and that our uniqueness is our strength. Now, tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday, so submit your unique vocabulary word and definition to the comment section in our latest post on Instagram at CNN10 and at Coy Wire, and we will choose one winner to work into tomorrow's show. Bring it, baby. Make it an awesome day today, and I'll see you the day after the day before tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.